love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
You get to ask the Martin?
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, dear friends, System of a Down. In studio tonight, John and Chavo. Both here. New CD sounds fantabulous.
Does sound good, right?
Well, every night we hear that riff off it, and we rock out to it. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know it was System of a Down. I just said, wow, this rocks. Who is this?
Anderson went System.
And I said, that's my boys. And I was just telling the guys that I ate Armenian food. Not only did I eat the Armenian food Saturday night, but here's the thing. When you're ordering... We went in to go eat over at Carousel, where we went to eat with System of a Down a few years ago, but they didn't want us to eat in the main dining room because they were playing music and they had the whole place booked out.
It was loud, yeah.
So where they put you in the kitchen?
No, they said, take the food home.
What?
That way you can get the sandwiches that we were talking about.
I know. I don't remember what the sandwiches were.
Chicken sandwich, guy.
The whole thing is there wasn't enough room out in the patio. I said, screw it, we'll take it home. So what you want to do is you go fat. When you order out, you go big.
Oh, yeah.
Because especially when you're not familiar with the thing.
Not at that place, bro.
I went nuts over there. So I ended up with like 60 pounds of baklava. or just like, I had like a 55-gallon drum of hummus. I had to use a hand truck to get it into my house. So now I have like 70 pounds of crushed lamb in my fridge.
Nice.
Well, we ate it Saturday night, and then I ate it Sunday night, and then I ate it Monday night.
And then he got the divorce papers today.
No, this is the way he is. His stuff goes in his refrigerator. It must be eaten.
It
cannot go to the trash. It has to be eaten.
Because, you know, my mom was like one of these health food nuts from the 70s. And so I constantly grow up hungry, so I can't throw anything out. And if it's meat and if it's greasy, I'm into it, and I won't throw it out.
If
there's a metric ton of it, I will just put it in the microwave until
you just
it's
won't
gone.
Eat anything else.
I just don't eat anything
now,
else.
Do we have to go through the whole story about what happened at the Carousel with these guys?
What happened?
I don't remember what happened.
Well, we didn't get this. I asked. The whole reason I took them there was for those sandwiches.
The chicken sandwich. But we couldn't get the sandwiches.
We can't prepare the chicken sandwich.
No.
And bring it to the table. I felt like I was at that soup Nazi place. And we were embarrassed because we're like, yeah, we're Armenian. We'll take you to this place. We'll get hooked up, whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, you guys are the Armenian Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
that
yeah.
place.
Like, we were impressed.
Apparently not.
It's a System of Down. Come in.
Apparently
come in.
Not.
Sit to down, System of Down.
I felt like the redheaded stepchild.
Right.
Yeah, and then it was funny, like, oh, the system is here. And then we need the chicken sandwich. No deal!
Chuck goes, look, I'll take it to go. I'll walk outside and I'll bring it back in and we'll eat it.
No!
No.
You should
it
eat
was so embarrassing, though, because we were, you know, we're going to take you to our place.
You should eat the parking lot. I hope a crow pecked you in the eye.
Well, just to be fair, the one in Hollywood allows you to order it at the table.
Oh, really? Right. See that?
Yeah. So now let's not diss the one in Glendale.
But the one in Hollywood allows you to
I'm
do
getting
that.
Out there because, you know, here's the whole thing.
When
it comes to Middle Eastern cuisine, I will drive to prove a point. I went to the Zanku on Sepulveda in Burbank.
That's a good one.
That's
a good one.
But they wouldn't do something.
Yeah, they would. They said no.
Little 17-year-old bitch, give me the stink eye. Right behind the counter, I said, give me the shawarma. Give me the 50-50 with the shawarma. Half chicken, half beef and lamb. She's like, no.
We don't do that.
We don't. I said, what do you mean you don't do that? I do that every time I come here. No.
How much makeup did she have on, by the way?
About 60 pounds. But she was young. It gets heavier as you get older. So Armenian women get older. Yeah, crazy eyeliner. I thought she was going to do a belly dance. So I was like, listen, baby, I get this every time I come here. And she's like, no deal. So I said, look, they're both the same price. What could it hurt? Just give me half the amount of the chicken and half the amount of the beef. She's like, no. I said, why? What could happen? She goes, I could get fired. I said, okay. Go get the manager then. Let me think. He's not here. I said, how are you going to get fired? It's like, people could talk.
She did not like you.
I swear, I begged her for like 20 minutes. She told me no, and I said, fine, I'm driving to the one in Hollywood. Now, the one in Hollywood is on Western and Sunset.
Normandy
and Sunset.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's like, as the crow flies, it's 40 miles from this place.
Except for
with L.A. traffic. It took me like an hour and 40 minutes to get there from the one in Van Nuys, but I drove. Because I will drive to get the right Armenian.
Why didn't you just order full plates and eat what you wanted?
I got to tell you something. I'm a man of principle. Let me tell you something else I did.
Hour and a half you drove.
You know my story when I went to Al Wazir over in Hollywood. I said I ordered deep fried balls there.
Falafel.
I got a falafel sandwich. I reached in my wallet. The guy said, I said, oh, my God, I don't have any cash. All I got is a credit card. I said, what's the minimum order? He said, $10 on a credit card. I said, all right, take 10 bucks. He's like, no. I'm like, what do you mean, no? He's like, the sandwich is $3.99. I said, I know, just charge me 10 for the sandwich. He's like, no deal.
No.
I said, what? You don't understand. I want to pay you $10 for a $3.99 sandwich.
They just don't like him, bro.
He's like, next. I'm like, what?
They've heard him ranting on the radio next, about Armenians.
I swear to God, the woman standing next to me said, pat it with some baklava. You just order $6 worth of baklava. Yeah, now you're at $10.
Which is always good to eat.
I took another stand, though. I took another stand. I said, no, I'm not. I want to pay you $10 for the $4 falafel sandwich. She's like, no deal. So I left. You realize half the time I go in to get the food, I don't come out with anything.
No, but we are people of principle also. That's why those no's are there.
No,
always
that's just,
with you.
I know you're...
That's principle for the guy. He's like, no way, I'm not going to take $7 extra or whatever, $6.
I know.
No,
I know.
That's just being a jerk.
No,
yes.
I don't think so.
Our countries aren't that way.
The point is there's too much pride on both sides of the counter.
Yes,
I got too much pride. They got too much pride. Before you know it, I'm back in my car.
I think it's more like they just don't like you.
I think there's that element, too.
Because...
Yeah.
Honestly, the only time I didn't get the chicken sandwich was when you guys came.
Who do these guys? Who do you guys not like? Who do you guys feud with?
Like Armenians?
Serbs or something?
Turks?
We don't
feud
listen.
With
here's
them.
The deal. Everybody knows about the genocide. We don't want to get into that again.
Right. But who's on your S list? Because I may look like one of those guys.
There's nobody on that.
No, certain people are though.
Nah,
not really. Me, I'm saying.
I'm just saying. It's like if you guys were snakes, I'd be a mongoose. You know what I mean?
I think I look
like the natural enemy of Armenia.
You're sort of a stuffed mongoose. A cutout of a mongoose.
Yeah, I think they just see mongoose when I show up and they screw with me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, no one eats more of this food than I do. All right.
Hopefully this will change
that. This is it.
Food.
All right.
Because we know they listen to your show.
All right.
Yeah, they all do. They're up right now.
Well, System of a Down. And, Stu, we're going to play something off the new CD, which we have right here, Mesmerize. And it sounds great, by the way. So what's the deal with the tour? What's going on? Playing the Long Beach Arena August 4th and 5th. I've seen posters for the band all over the place, by the way, all over the construction sites and everything.
Yeah.
You guys haven't seen yourselves everywhere?
Not really. We haven't really been here that much. But
you're out on tour?
Europe. We just got back from Europe a couple of weeks back.
How was that?
It was cool.
Really good. It was fun.
It went well.
What do you like? Is Germany better than England? You like France better than the Netherlands?
I'm not a big fan of like the generic countries, like the Western European countries too much, except for like Spain and Portugal, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I really enjoyed like going to Norway.
Oh, yeah.
And... Denmark was pretty fun. Germany was cool.
Who's the biggest, if you can figure it out, System of a Down fans amongst that group, the European
nations?
It's
tough. It's kind of weird because the further east you go,
mm-hmm.
the more reserved they are in some ways.
Really? Eastern Europe?
Only because I think that they were under a communist rule
for
so long.
They're so used to being
contained. They still have that. Wow. I mean, because the cops are a little rough out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit. And it seems like the further west you go, they're not quite as, I don't know, I guess Nazi.
Right.
You know
totalitarian.
I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
They're a little rougher on the east, but they're, I don't know, it's like going from Southern California to Northern California. There's a difference, even though we're in the same state.
Well, mazel tov to System of a Down, by the way. For
thank you.
Not,
thank
you.
You
know, I mean, there are a lot of bands that have been through here over the years.
Yeah.
Drew, did you get new frames?
Yeah, these are... Yeah.
He ran over him with his car.
A lot of bands come through here, had a few hits, made a little noise, and then kind of gone away.
A lot of bands.
And you don't even, you know, the reason you can't think of them is because you can't think of them because they went away. System of a Down
keeps coming back.
Keeps coming back, which is nice.
And I remember you being a little anxious about this record too, weren't you?
It just took a long time for us to make the
record.
It's
really good. People must love it, right?
Thank you.
Being well received.
A lot of time working on it.
It's being well received.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The biggest complaint is too short.
More songs.
Yeah. But we have part
we have
two
another
coming
one coming out.
You
know?
Good.
Or when's the next one coming out?
I think we're looking at November.
Yeah.
October November release for Hypnotize. No, it's actually you can kind of look at it as one album released in two parts.
Is it because you had too much material for Mesmerize?
You know what? I don't know if it was too much material or too much material that we felt we couldn't do without. Mm-hmm. You know, for these albums. Mm.
Do you record everything and then see what you like, or do you just?
It was kind of tough because while we were in pre-production, Darren kept bringing songs in,
mm-hmm.
and it just didn't seem like the songs were getting any weaker. They were getting stronger.
Yeah, they were great.
As opposed to getting weaker, so we didn't really know what to do. And we just stayed in pre-production a little longer, and they just kept getting stronger. And finally, we were like, we got to go and record.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, we're never going to do it.
Yeah. So you end up with a bunch left over that shouldn't just end up in the scrap heap.
There was nothing really left over this time. This was more like we had 30 songs that we knew had to be on a record somewhere, you know what I mean? And so when we actually decided on doing the double album, and Darren arranged it as a double album, like Mesmerize became Mesmerized as Hypnotized became Hypnotized. So it's not like we had a bunch of songs left over, so we threw them on Hypnotized.
Right.
It's actually arranged to be one full album. When you play Mesmerized and then play Hypnotized, it's going to be like the wall, like one album. It's going to end kind of where it began, kind of a twist. You know, it's really cool.
I think Shavo had a weave on his beard since we last saw him.
A weave?
Yeah, what do you got there? How long is that beard,
Shavo? No, it got really long.
I think it's weaved.
Yeah, because it got much longer, yeah.
That can't be your own hair.
It's all horse hair or something.
You should see his pubic hair.
It's even longer.
Yeah,
humanity.
No, because I braid my pubic. No, this is...
Wow, it's got a good.
It's actually a weave from his pubic hair.
18, 19 inches.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, I was thinking about this as I was shaving. I hate to shave, and my Armenian brother share my pain. You guys have to shave too.
Yeah. I shaved right before I got here.
I thought
that's his 5 o'clock shadow.
You know, shaving. You know, I don't need to grow a beard in 4 days. You know, what if we just couldn't man just be laid out to sort of shave once a month? Like, why do I have to do it every day?
You can do that.
No, you can't.
No, but
you can do that.
But I mean,
you don't grow as much.
No, but I mean, human beings should have been set up that way.
Yes, what do we need a bunch of stuff growing out of our face for?
Wait,
are you ever going to age?
Oh, that's, I
love
swear
you look exactly the same as 10 years ago when we started.
It's all distortion.
He's on the juice.
Yeah, well,
he's on the juice.
Just saying.
Here's
Dr. Bruce still lasering you. Is that what's happening?
No, he's not lasered. He lasered a bunch of people here last night, didn't he?
Yes. So.
I have to see that guy.
Let me say this. Hold on. Before look, we're all over the floor. Like, we're like a stoned volleyball
here. The deal
we're
is,
all over the map.
Why did the humans evolve? And so, why did they have facial hair at all? I mean, it's easy. People go, oh, well, you know, it's because.
Girls have to shave their legs, you know.
Hang on. The people who are trying to come up with evolutionary explanations go, well, the scent retains under the arm, and the scent that maybe where man puts his face is supposed to retain some stuff too.
Oh, interesting!
You know,
interesting.
And if he gets on the wrong side, and
oh, interesting,
is somebody in the neighborhood
so
or
we always
Joe down the street?
We talk
or?
About like hair under the armpits is sort of retaining scent and spreading scent around.
Yeah.
Because from nature likes scent. You know, all dogs do, all cats do, all everything in nature do is like sniff everything.
Yeah.
So maybe the facial hair is about keeping the woman's scent on the facial hair.
Let's see where he's been.
Flavor savers.
Hey, that's my wife. Whoa, where you been?
Yeah.
I've got a flavor saver.
That's interesting, but here's the deal. I don't want to shave 4 times a week. Once a month would be fine. You know,
but you're married.
You'd have a huge beard.
Well, I know. Why does it need? Yes, I am. Yeah. Why does it need to keep coming? Oh, because
close
you know,
the deal, stop shaving.
I know, but you do.
Because she might, pick up where his band is.
You got to. I want to get the stripper.
Oh, you went to Crazy Girls again.
Yeah,
Crazy Girls.
I never
girls.
See you there.
All right. Let's take ourselves some calls.
Let's go.
Let's focus. Let's break it down. Let's
right,
grab a knee. Let's go now.
Are we holding
Here we
hands?
Go.
Come on.
Here we go. Let's go, Susie.
Lolo.
Susie, you're 17.
Hi. Yeah. I have a problem. Okay, I moved in with my boyfriend about, 6 months ago, and I barely started being sexually active with him, And, well, every time he goes down on me, I, like, always end up, like, his face or something.
Is that with the
sin?
Is that with the orgasm? Or is that, do you just
that's
lose control?
The thing, though, I don't know if it's like an orgasm or not. I mean, it's like my first time actually ever doing anything, you know?
Does it feel like you're having a huge release like you would imagine an orgasm would feel?
Yeah, it, I mean, it feels okay. Good, but it's embarrassing.
Listen, orgasm. If you're not having an orgasm, this guy's getting a bad deal.
Raw deal, yeah. So,
because that's the only good part about getting whizzed on.
Is he okay with this? At this point,
Shava's beard could wick up just about anything she put out.
Yeah.
I would bet.
Oh, yeah.
Not a drop hits the comforter with Shava's beard.
Absolutely.
It's like whizzing into a roll of Bounty.
Shav, your beard is kind of light-colored lately.
It is.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's the sun, dude.
Sure, it's the sun.
Yeah. All right, so, look, on one hand, if you're not, if we have to ask if you're having an orgasm, maybe you're not having
an
orgasm.
I think she is, though. I think I get the sense she is, though.
All right.
And that the deal is, so that's good. So you're able to have orgasm, but you're unable to control yourself. And is your boyfriend, the question then becomes, does your boyfriend have a problem with this?
No, I don't think he does.
All right.
Wait, is it pee that comes out? It can't be pee that comes out.
Well, it can be. There is orgasmic.
If it was pee.
Well, there is orgasmic incontinence, and there also is a female ejaculation.
I know the female ejaculation, but that doesn't.
And then there
like
are people
pee.
That begin to argue that it's all urinary incontinence. You heard this?
Yes, yes, I did.
And I don't know.
I should hook you up with my lawyer. I think he's into this stuff.
I'll tell you, I would be freaked out if I went down on a chick and I knew this was coming.
You'd be a little shy.
You know what? You've had like. Shop classes and stuff, so you probably have that protective.
There's your shop welding face
yeah,
mask.
Yeah, you like put that on. The thing flops right, down, except case. For I can't
get
I
your
can't,
tongue through
I can't
it.
Get to the ladies yeah. with the welding.
No,
mask
but when
on.
You feel the legs buckle, you just pop it down.
Ooh,
well, that's smart.
How about just a visor like an old fashioned accountant like
goggles,
green one,
green visor,
goggles
yeah.
with windshield wipers on.
Wipers.
Yeah,
no, just kind of like
shop goggles.
Yeah, lift your head. How's that? Lift your head when it's happening.
Yeah, so you just
Saran wrap maybe.
Whiz your on your neck, yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, Drew is a man of passion, and Drew says this would never get old for him. For me, it would get old very quickly.
I think you're probably in the majority.
Especially if you married the chick, and you guys were now in your 60s, and she was still whizzing on you. And by the way, a chick who whizzes on you when she's 18 or 19, let me tell you, when she's 60, there's more than whiz coming out. You're getting a soft swirl, too, brother. You're getting a mud pack.
Wow, we went from carousel to
yogurt.
This.
But you understand you're getting everything.
You're getting frozen yogurt.
Yeah, you're getting hit with transmission fluid.
And a prolapse rectum.
Yeah, you're getting everything.
Yeah,
you
be.
Might get hit with some intestine. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's bad, possible. Man. That's a bad visual.
But, I'm just saying that's what you got to look forward to.
But good times.
Well, but good times.
Takes all kinds.
Yeah. All right. Let's
Muzzle.
Good things. Let's do
it's
things.
A mitzvah.
Yeah. Let's talk to Judy, who's 21.
Hi.
Judy?
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
And I'm calling about the Today Sponge, which I've been reading about online. I know it was recalled from the market in, I believe, 98,
mm-hmm.
and it's being brought out again. And
I was always
buy it online now, but...
I think that's I think it's a good idea. I've always been a fan of that sponge. I think the reason it was taken off the market was more for liability reasons than anything else, not efficacy. It's always been a very effective means of birth control. If you want to be extra careful... Well,
oh, I think I read something about that. Some of them burst into flames when they were hit from the side with the penis.
It just side hits, yes. There was no side impact.
I saw a whole report in 48 hours.
Sponges.
Ford was in trouble.
Yeah.
Those makeup sponges.
But the deal is, Judy, that if you want to be extra super careful, a condom plus a sponge condoms. Is really excellent coverage. Long ago, I was advocating that.
What is the sponge? Is it impregnated, pardon the pun, with some sort of...
Yeah, spermicide. So it looks like a disc, like a red blood cell, really, or like a diaphragm.
Sure, I don't know what a red blood cell looks like. What am I, one of your buddies from the hospital? You idiot. I hang around with idiots from the valley. I didn't even know I had a red blood cell.
I'm sorry.
You know Protect-Aid?
What's that now?
Sponge. It's called Protect-Aid. It's made by Canada.
Canada
makes it.
It's in Canada.
The country.
Yes, the country is producing Protect-Aid.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that, but I'm sure it's the same basic thing.
Yeah, right. it's supposed to be the same as the Today Sponge.
These are reasonably good
spermicide that helps prevent STDs and things like that.
Well, the STD thing, spermicides really are not meant to do anything except add an extra barrior to contraception. Do not use that as a means to protect against STDs.
Is there an applicator?
No, it's just you squish it and push it.
Nah, I don't go.
Yeah,
for
and
that.
You wet it down a bit.
No, I would need some special.
And it's got like a stirrup. It's got like a stirrup, like
something
like
that telescoped, you know, yeah, some kind of pincher things on it.
You use a kebab stick.
Yeah,
just a couple of kebab sticks.
Let me tell you, what I get? I got the Kafka. I got the shawarma.
Kafka.
I got the what's the things that look like the donkey wee-wees? With the long, you know, they take the ground meat and they make it look like a lula kebab. Lula kebab.
What's a Kafka?
I'm getting hungry.
Oh, maybe
kifte?
I call it something else, yeah.
Maybe we got something else.
No, Kafka
there.
Is lula, I think.
Oh, lula kebab is Kafka, yeah. So. Oh, that's the good one. Oof. You know, I'll tell you what they do. They take the ground beef and they work. They go ahead and they work the parsley and everything, and then they shape it into a penis.
You know what? That makes a great contraception.
But how did you go from, like, the Today Sponge?
I was just saying that.
He's hungry. Lula kebab. No, that garlic makes a great contraception.
Yeah, garlic makes it great.
I'm kind of hungry, too. Don't
want
to touch you.
It's sort of, you feel gay eating it, you know, because it's meaty.
We are.
It's about the size, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's good eating.
You have to take bites, though. That's the one thing you haven't figured out.
Use a fork.
Don't swallow.
I should keep working it until it dissolves. All right, let's hear something from System of a Down.
He's
Can we
a
do
sword.
That?
Yeah, sure.
Where are we going to hear? I got my paper written down here. Yes. Here
playing
we
non-single.
Go. Yeah. Something. Yeah, we're going to play, we're going to play Question. Is that cool?
Yeah, go for it.
And then second one, in the second hour, we'll play whatever you guys want.
BYOB, right. Maybe next.
Whatever you want. We'll sit here and do it.
Okay. System of a Down? Question. fooled me. Thought they were going to rock them. There's a little more rock left in System of a Down. Right. Yeah. Man, that's why everyone loves System of a Down, everybody. We will take ourselves a quick break. Shava, John here from System of a Down. We'll come back. We'll play a little Germany or Florida. We got four people in studio tonight, so there's going to be some wagering
going
on.
Just back from Germany.
Oh,
they should know about this.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. John and Shava both here from System of a Down. We will hear something else off the new CD in the 11 o'clock hour. All right, well, should we talk more about kebabs, or do you want to keep pushing forward?
Let's push forward.
All right.
Please.
All right, Germany or Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tia is 22. Tia?
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
Baby doll. Doll face. Right.
A gynecologist is accused of having sex with a patient while hooked up to an ultrasound machine so he could watch his performance. A medical review board has heard testimony from a woman who had a six-year affair with a senior gynecologist at the local hospital. The woman testified that the doctor once used the scanning machine to monitor his own performance, but that it didn't do much for her because the image was too blurry. She continued to testify about making love with the doctor on hospital grounds, operating rooms, and that he once persuaded her to wear a catheter during sex, claiming it would give her better orgasms.
Oh, boy.
He ended the affair a short time later. The doctor denied professional misconduct and has retired to another country. He was not represented at the hearing.
Oh, my.
Wow.
It all sounds American.
A lot of twists and turns here. Well, here's the thing. It does, everything bad feels Floridian, but this has a little Nazi, you know, little Nazi scientist in it.
A little boot, a little Das Boot, you know what I mean? A little high.
Well, leather, what it is it's taking technology and mixing it with bizarre sexual acts. Whereas Florida, it's more like, you know, took a rag filled with gas, the chick passed out, and he raped her in the dumpster. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. But yet, we're getting away to another country and all the legal ramifications. I know.
This is high tech for Florida.
You're right. The guy's got a senior gynecologist.
It's tough.
I'm going Florida.
Florida? John, what do you think? Germany or Florida?
I'm going to go Florida.
Florida? Shava?
No clue. Germany, because you guys all said Florida.
Okay. Germany?
Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm with Shava, because this kid is lucky. He's my four-leaf clover.
What's the bet?
Actually, he's a pot leaf.
Oh, man, is he?
Oh, man. Shut up, dude. His mom might be late.
With that laugh?
Oh, my God.
She doesn't know. He's been laughing that way since the ninth grade. She just thinks he's in a good mood. All right, we got.
I think it leaked.
He's making fun of me, dude.
No, I mean, yeah, he's kind of doing it. All right, but okay, so we got two Florida,
two Germany.
All right, here we go. Tia, is it Germany or Florida?
It's Germany.
Oh. Yeah.
Well done.
Chalk one up for the
nuts.
Stoners.
I'm telling you, well done.
Yeah, that's right here, up top.
You know what, high five going
that
on.
Probably happens in Florida every day, so it's not
okay. No, see, that's just sour grapes there,
right.
John.
Yep.
This particular time it happened.
We'll get
them
back. Don't worry, John. We'll get them back. Don't worry.
Is there another one happening?
Oh, there will be. Don't worry.
We'll play. John's very
John
competitive.
John is like to lose. He's going back to Vegas. Yeah. Bad has happened there.
What happened? You made money?
He's got it still in his pocket, huh?
Got chips?
You got chips?
He's got chips.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He has $6,000 in his pocket right now.
Yeah.
Wow. A bundle of money. What were you playing?
Should I show you my $2 that I have?
What's your game?
21?
Two quarters, huh?
I actually played poker over there.
Poker?
Yeah.
And you won. And wait, is it Texas Hold'em? Is that
Texas
all they
Hold'em.
Play?
That's all I play.
That's the tournament stuff, though, right?
No, I didn't play tournament. I just played, like, sat down at a table and played.
Wow.
That's fun.
Yeah, that see, there's too much thinking going on with the poker for me. Like, I get freaked out.
But
yeah.
See, that's the point, is when I play poker, I kind of do it to forget about everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
I can't
think
concentrate
about anything else.
I can't concentrate on anything else, and it relaxes me.
Right.
That's kind of what I do to relax.
Right. You know what I do to relax? I relax. That's my thing. I
when I relax, I don't relax because I'm always thinking about something.
I know. That's why you got to relax. That's what I do. Like, Shava over there. Shava.
If I have to work, I'll work. If I don't, I know how to relax too.
Yeah, I'm good too.
Yeah.
We should teach classes on how to relax.
I might take that class.
And eat.
Eat and relax.
Yeah, eat this brownie and relax with Shava.
Or take Adam's medicine.
You should have a Sunday. You should have like a cable show, relaxing with Shabba. Yeah.
And then you wake up naked on a Sunday, but you don't know whose Sunday.
Oh. You give tips on like how to unplug the phone, how not to answer the door.
You have called Shabba.
I don't really know.
Yeah, gotta relax.
And I live 5 minutes away from him.
Yeah, you do.
Nick, how come, now, Drew, how does this work? Some guys have a motor in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? John's got a motor.
No, I think not only is that an emotional thing, but I think it's part of the autonomic nervous system. Have we talked about this?
Yeah.
That some people have parasympathetic system, which is the part that sort of down-regulates, and you barely have a pulse.
Right.
And there are guys like John and me that's going 90 beats a minute all the time, and they've got the sympathetic system up. And,
yeah.
Yeah, passionate guys.
Passionate men. Yeah. You guys have motors.
Yeah.
Shava's got a squirrel running on a wheel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just,
and he's run out of steam.
He sees me here. Squirrel's dead.
No,
yeah, squirrel's going upside down on the wheel.
The wheel's moving faster.
Yeah.
All right. But look, who won the Germany or Florida?
I'm just saying, you're so right.
Squirrel wheels or the guys with the big Hemis?
There you go.
Nick?
Yeah.
We overthought it, that's why.
Too much power is not good.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? You know what? Let me tell you something. You know what you guys do? You got too much power, but you can't get it down to the track. You're just burning out.
Yeah,
that's
just
right.
Just lit up the rear tires when me and Shava got a nice launch.
Nice little, you know what I mean? Coasting.
You guys burnt up your pressure plate and just peeling the rubber off the tires. Well, we got a nice launch.
Cruise, you know?
Yeah, we're cruising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relaxing. In fact, we heat it up. Relaxing. And the tire back end spins off the track.
Yeah, yeah. You guys just brody.
Fishtail, yep.
Yeah.
You guys start spinning.
Nick?
Yep.
19?
Yes, sir.
I think Shabba thinks you're actually the track right now.
What's up?
Nick.
Drew, quiet. Go ahead.
Well, I'm 19. My girlfriend's 22, right?
Yeah.
We've been going out for 6 months. She's got a 3-year-old kid.
Uh-oh.
That's her story. Down she's down. From
what,
a...
What do you mean that's her story? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I guess that's a little bit of her past.
That's her situation.
Her situation.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
I'm from a good part of the city. She's from a lower class part of the city, and she wants to get married.
But she's hot.
She wants to get married?
Yeah. She
Are wants you surprised?
To get 6 months?
Yeah.
She just wants
what's
a
the daddy.
Stability is what she wants.
What
is the
question? For the baby.
Well, I don't know how to answer this. I mean, I don't know whether to say yes or no, and if I say yes, is that the right decision? I mean...
I see. So you're in farther than you want to
work.
Hey, now.
All right, here's the deal. When you're 19, you have every excuse in the world. Anytime, what is the age which you can sort of play the I'm just too young to get married card?
35.
Under 25. For sure under 25.
Up
for
to 35.
Yeah. I think John is just
you can
moved,
play it up to 35, up but under bit. 25, you don't even need to, it's a buy.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. So. Yeah, that's the point. So at
19, it's absurd.
You don't even have to discuss
it. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Forget about
it shows that she's kind of disturbed, too.
By the way, the only bit of advice I can give, you're going to do what you want to do, but don't even think about having sex without a condom with this
girl. Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
even
think about it. Then you're locked in. And here's the other deal, too. The way he was talking about her, I mean, this isn't love.
No, this is her all. Deal means. This is what I don't like about her.
He's been dating her for 6 months.
Yeah.
He feels guilty.
He doesn't know if he's in love.
This is 19 years old.
How can you know anything?
I know, and he's talking about her like she's damaged goods, you know?
Yeah.
Just, if you want to play
the
field.
She comes from a lower class. That was kind of weird.
That's sad, yeah.
Well, listen, don't get married. You're too young. Enjoy the frat life and...
Yeah.
And don't
also,
do
don't waste
condom.
Her time.
And he
don't
was like, she comes from a bad part of town, which is like...
What does that mean?
They used to sing about that in the 50s. Like, what is...
You know what it is? He lives in Beverly Hills. She's from Brentwood. She comes
from the wrong side of the tracks.
He's got half a soul.
Calling from Kansas City.
He's got half a soul. He's realizing he's exploiting her and feeling guilty about it. And
all right,
to
I'm
going to
yell at him. Nick,
I mean.
Nick, shut up, idea. Shut up. Just break up with her. You're not that into her. She's got kids. You're 19. You want to have a good time. It's not going to work. You're going to get the kid attached to you.
She's going
to
get pregnant with your kid.
Live it up.
Just be a man and buck up and break up, all right?
All right.
All right.
There you go.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. And Nick didn't sound like any prize
either.
Yeah,
he's like, all right. Yeah, but Nick's a natural frat boy. He just doesn't know his ass
from
his
drunk.
Yeah. Mark?
Yeah.
15?
Yeah.
You got a question for the band?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Try to contain your excitement, would you?
Yeah.
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 Well, first off, let me say, Adam, you're a friggin' genius, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And now I've now labeled you a genius as well.
For realizing Adam's genius.
Well, why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Takes a great genius to recognize my genius. And a big man to admit my genius.
By the way, I got a comment that... Hold on one sec. Yes. I really like your Hawaiian motif shirt.
Thank you. Well, I knew the band was coming in, so I tried to put something together.
And I also have to say that I'm a little mad because my fiance made me throw away all my Hawaiian motif shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As a condition of us
getting
married.
Just the beginning.
Wow. No,
just the beginning.
Yeah. The hamper's just the beginning. The porn is the next step.
No.
And believe me.
Oh, how dare you?
I set my limits.
There's not a forklift big enough to get that porn out at John's house. We're talking about multiple trips. We're talking about heavy equipment. You know the
VHS is heavy, too.
Oh,
it's not
I know.
Like DVD.
I know. Mark?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Ask the band a question.
All right, well, first off, you guys are awesome, and I was wondering, what's the writing process you guys go through, because your music is great.
Well, there's a few processes, but the main one is Darren writes a lot of music, and he brings in a song. Yeah, and we play along to it.
That's basically it.
But, you know, Sergio brings in stuff, I bring in stuff.
How much shape...
There's no regime, you
How
know?
Much shape do the songs take once you guys start... actually playing them? Do they change?
They change somewhat, but pretty much, I mean, you got to hand it to the guy. He does have a mind and a soul for it. You know, he writes really interesting music, and it's out there. You know, I could never write it, personally.
Listen, my hat's off for you guys to not sit, you know, claim credit for something you don't feel you deserve credit for.
Well, because
a lot of people do that. I mean, that's especially in this town. A lot of people just, you know, say they're a producer on a show and don't actually do anything on the show. And when they're at a party trying to get laid, they claim it's their idea.
Yeah, half my friends do that. Half my friends, when we go out, they're managers or race car drivers.
Right.
What's up, Mike? You know what I'm talking about, right, Mikey?
Mikey.
Yeah, they even take it a step further. Even when they're not involved with the show, they just claim it's their idea.
Race car driver is the best one. Race car driver.
That's the coolest one.
Listen, I mean, you know, I'm not saying we're not involved in any way, but you know, everybody has kind of a position in the band, and you know, Serge brings in some really interesting material, so does Chavo. I have never written a song for this band, but you know, the bottom line is Darren does have a lot of the artistic vision.
He's good at it. You know what I mean? If someone's good at something, let the guy do it. You know,
if someone has
a talent for
something, we're good at doing Loveline. You don't see Darren up here.
That's the other thing.
No, but it's a team. It's like, don't make a wide receiver a quarterback because he doesn't know how to throw the ball.
Serge was good. How come he never comes back? He came up here that one time. He was good. How come he doesn't come back?
He is, but we like to keep it the two of us.
You closed him out. I get it.
Let me.
We really enjoyed that.
Let's talk about this for a second, which is, I think a lot of comedy teams, a lot of bands, a lot of people get into trouble after they start having success because everyone wants their vision recognized, and people get jealous because somebody gets more credit than the next guy.
No, that still happens to us.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys are making money. You're traveling the world. You're having a lifestyle you probably only dreamt of. Why let the ego start getting involved? Why start screwing up this beautiful ride you're on by wanting credit, claiming this, wanting to sort of, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but if you do it, then yeah, you deserve the credit. But if you don't, you should just, I mean, we're like four guys who are not jealous of each other,
right?
And not envious of each other. We all know what we do. We all know what we're good at, and
you
we give each other
smart.
The respect.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a full respect issue.
Yeah, that's right.
And have
right.
fun with
everyone's
it. You know?
Everyone's making money. Everyone's traveling. Everyone's having a good time.
It's also
screw it up.
We're confident in whatever talents each of us have.
Right.
You know, I'm very content to play drums for this band and do whatever I can to help this band, and I have a very deep realization that I wouldn't have been able to make it without the rest of the guys in this band. So
this is why chick bands never last long, because they can't do it because what happens is Belinda Carlisle is they the Rolling Stone called and they want just Belinda for the cover of the magazine.
Well, they wanted just Serge for the cover, and we didn't do Rolling Stone for that reason, because we do things as a band and we don't like, unless it's a guitar magazine or a bass magazine.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
We didn't do it.
We said no.
Unless you can put the whole band, then we don't want to be on the
cover.
All
right, but then if someday. Serge is cool with it, then that's cool.
Serge is cool with
Serge
it.
Serge will be right. The first
one. And that's good. Because
Serge is the first one who said it.
Because Belinda Carlisle gets mad at the rest of the Go-Go's, and next thing you know, she's going her own way.
And you know what happens is, I think that the more successful or more well-known a band gets, the more people want to see that success destroyed or tarnished. They want to see something bad happen to that.
Right.
You know, because I have a very deep philosophy that I think is true, and that's misery loves company.
Yes.
You know, and when you have something good, people are not so happy for you sometimes. Yeah. People want you to live where they're at.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
it's a selfish way to think, but that's the reality of life.
But if you think about it, it's true. I mean, you just sort of do the math. Drew and I were talking about all these magazines that the ladies read, and we believe they end up getting envious and jealous and then depressed. They open the magazine. They see all the beautiful women walking down the red carpet. Look at the designer dresses. Where I see my wife looking at these magazines. At first, she's delighted, but then she looks at me and says, how come we're not going down any red carpet? Why don't I have a designer dress? And before you know it, there's this like envy going on, and then depression follows that.
Well, it goes a lot further than that because we're four members of a band. We each have circles of friends that we hang out with, and we run into people here and there. And a lot of people would really like to stir up things between us. You know, like they'll come up to me and say, you're the best part of the band. What's up with the other? Who cares about the other guys? This stuff. And if you're not grounded and if you don't know your place in the world, and if you don't know your place in the band, and also what everybody else does to make that a success, then you can definitely lose control of your ego.
No, I'm just saying, I've seen it
like
a thousand times. Everything, many bands, everything rolling along great, somebody gets an ego, and next thing you know, boom, and a year later, no paychecks, no European
tours, we're not
tours,
saying we're
no
perfect.
Nothing.
You know, we have our dramas, we have our problems, but you know, I think that this band is special because we can overcome anything.
All right, that's a good note to go out on. System of Down in studio tonight. Chavon John here representing. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Chavo's here tonight. John is here tonight.
Hey, bro.
John just told me he was going to do his own project called Taboo 9. Get band together.
What are you talking about? They're like up to 28 right now.
Taboo 28.
Taboo 86.
Yeah. John Chavo here from System of Down. We'll hear something else in 11 o'clock hour off of that newish CD. Let's talk to Tara for now, who's 24. Tara?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, I want to know, my boyfriend wants to have anal sex and then have me do oral sex on him.
Ooh,
no.
A2M? No,
wow.
Good.
Yeah. I'm a little too gleeful about this.
It's A2M. Wow. No, wow. Good.
No, I don't believe
you. I don't know if it's safe. I'm okay with it. Like,
no question.
ATM?
No question.
Gross.
No.
That's so terrible.
Tara, is this bogus? A2M.
This is bogus, Tara.
This is bogus.
It's not bogus. I'm just really excited.
No,
it's
Tara,
not bogus at all.
There's no question.
Okay, here's the thing.
Here's the question. Is it safe for me to eat Duke?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Are you asking?
I'm just asking. Is it?
Oh. No, the oral fecal route is a bad route.
Right. But my point is, that's not a question. That's not a bright young 24-year-old is not asking that question.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing,
too. One of our stoner 15-year-olds. Okay.
Okay. And here's the thing. If you want to go the anal oral route, it's not something you map out in advance with your old lady. It's something you map out in your own head, but you keep it to yourself. Then you spring it on her.
Is this a Germany or Florida question?
And what is in it for him? You know what I mean? There's nothing in it for him, so why would he even be pushing on this?
He's
been watching too many pornos.
Yeah, just towel down.
Why does he need her? Does he need her to sign some sort of consent form before he does it?
No,
here's
no.
Maybe he's trying to give her a dirty Sanchez.
The point is a guy who's actually trying to pull this off would not bring it up.
No.
He would just try to pull it off.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what makes it bogus again.
Pardon the pun, is a cold cock. This is not a boxing match. You know what I mean? You don't go up to a guy in a bar and go, I'm going to come back in about 20 minutes and hit you in the back of the head when you're not looking. You just go do it. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The cold cock.
So everything.
That's nasty.
Tara?
Yes.
So it all adds up to both.
I unless there's something just exquisitely effed up about you and your relationship.
No,
we don't believe it.
Why are you excited?
Yeah.
Why am I excited?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, because
you said
you
were excited.
To you guys and I've listened to you forever. I'm 25. Oh. I go to college. Ooh. I'm about to have my bachelor's degree in psychology.
Cool boy.
In December.
Uh-huh.
Proud of you.
I was a sex educator too, and I just didn't know the answer to that question.
You
know?
No, yes, you. Of course, please. You do, Tara. Now you're making it extra bogus.
Yeah. Listen,
come on.
In prison, we used to call that a fudgicle.
And by the way, there's a rule here.
We call
that
juvie.
When you're
fudgicle.
Called out on a bogus call, you can't continue to maintain that it's not.
Yeah.
No,
come
it's
on.
Really not bogus.
Okay.
You're a sex educator. You don't know the risks of this.
I just didn't know if I was really gonna. You know, is something really gonna happen? Like, what if I like. did an enema or something, you know?
You'd be eating doo-doo.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I would not only not do this that night, I would give it a 60-day cool-down period. Yes. I would have the guy's penis quarantined. You understand? Like an astronaut coming back from space. You know, you guys stay over here. We're going to have scientists check you out.
Oh, yeah.
Rub a few like things over, a little Geiger counter, make sure everything's fine before we release you into society.
The bacteria that you get from that part of your body can cause all kinds of things, not least of which are urinary tract infections or infections of the skin. And there are oral fecal transmissions of various kinds of pathogens that just wiping things down or taking an enema, don't flush the bacteria out of your colon.
And then the humiliating conversation you have to have with the doctor. So now, how did these polyps develop?
ATM.
We will take ourselves a quick break. Sorry, I know it's fast, but we run late and then we push up against the top of the hour. System of a Down in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll hear something off the CD. We'll take more calls, all that after this. System of a Down, everybody, in the flesh. Shabo and John, both here representing. We're going to hear something else off the CD, and I think we're going to mix it up a little bit. Not that anyone knew the song we were going to play, but we're going to play something different than what we were going to play off Mesmerize. You guys are going out with who? Were we talking about?
We're going out with Mars Volta, and for the first leg, it's the Bad Acid Trip opening up the show. And for the second leg, it's a band called Hella from up north.
Did you guys, how does this work? Do you guys find these guys? Send you stuff? Do people match you up?
Well, here's what used to happen to us. Our management or someone would just put a band before us that sold, you know?
Right.
And that band would go on representing us, and we would find out later on and be like, we don't even like this, you know, band.
Right.
I mean, they're cool people, but
we
wanted a band that we actually like to listen to.
Right.
To play.
And right.
So it could be a good show, not just everyone waiting for a system to go on, you know? So our fans could actually see something cool before we play. So that's how it went on.
Worst thing to do is go to your show and not want to be there because there's bands that you don't enjoy.
I want to watch a band before I play, maybe, you know?
Your own show.
Our own show.
Yeah, but see, I don't want a band that rocks too hard going on in front of my band.
When we get on stage, we're not worrying about that.
Who played before us or who's going to play after us? It's about what's happening at the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's all relative, you know? I
mean, who knows?
Who has the biggest phallus?
To us, man, we just do our thing, and anybody else who wants to come up and do their thing is fine with us.
I know. Yeah, it's very secure of you, but I would not... If I was a band like Green Day is a good live band, great live band, I don't want Green Day going on and then going on after Green Day. If I'm playing, they
can go on before us if they want.
I know. Well, you guys are confident. I'm talking about my band.
I love that.
The non-existing Hawaiian shirt band. Yeah.
I'll play drums for you.
Actually, Jizz Grenade was the name of the band.
I think I have one or two shirts left.
Last night. Yeah, you play. Well, John, you're sitting in with our band. But the point is I want to go on after a band that didn't rock too hard.
Rocks hard enough to jack up the group. I want to keep the crowd going,
but I don't want to look bad.
You don't look bad.
You know what it is, though? When you have quality playing with you in the same night, it inspires you to play.
Now, this reminds me of what Adam said about his penis. He likes taking a snow globe with a little village in it and holding it up to his penis so all the villagers think that it's a giant,
like
giant
a god
penis looking down.
Their god?
That's the way I do it.
So he needs a crappy band to go on before him so the audience thinks he's such a great musician.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. Seriously, I got to do this Comedy Central roast coming up in like a week and a half, and I always hate doing them. And there's a lot of guys that are pretty good at it, you know, because they do it a lot. And you don't want to go up after a guy that just killed
the whole audience,
because you ain't going to be as good as that guy who just killed. You don't want a guy to throw a wet blanket on the audience. But it's kind of nice if the guy who goes before you is, give him a 6.5 or 7, then you can be 8 or 9.
You know what, though? That's all really up to you.
Yeah,
you
know.
When you start thinking about what the guy did before you've already lost your vibe.
All right. You're right. You're right.
I say good
confidence,
day.
Baby.
You're right.
You better say good day to these guys.
Good day, I say. Richard?
Yes?
15?
Yep.
What's up?
Embarrassing. I'm like into hentai, animated porn, and I wanted to know if that's because I was psychologically abused as a child or...
Were you psychologically abused?
Yeah.
In what way?
My mom would yell at me and stuff, say I was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cry me a river, buddy.
I don't know what. Do you guys have any sense
I
of what
cardboard growing
what
up?
What creates that draw to the anime?
I've got anime.
But what is that? What's up? Somebody that's into that. What do you think? What kind
of
person is that?
Are you talking about the porn or just anime in general?
Anime porn. He's what he says. He's into anime porn more than regular porn. What is that person? Is that somebody afraid of people that they have just
I have anime porn.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Do you have any sense? Do you know guys that are just into that?
And he's just into that.
Yeah, and have you noticed? It's,
you don't like regular porn.
Not really.
Not really.
John, quiet down.
We could not hang.
Yeah, Adam, this guy's okay. Don't attack him.
You're lucky you're in San Diego.
What a look
right
of disdain.
Now.
Wow, Adam.
I'm disgusted.
But here's the deal.
Two of you.
Have you guys noticed anything about the person? What kind of guy is it that's into the anime? Any sense of that? I don't know what that is. I haven't figured that one out.
Oh, ascot, monogram, blazer.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like
Really watched, though, like a cartoon.
Now, here's Richard saying his mom.
I've shown it to you.
Did you have a dad around?
I don't remember.
What was that?
Did you have a dad around?
No, I didn't.
All right, so let's look for that in the future. No dad and abusive or sort of bigger-than-life mom that makes being intimate or close to the real human.
Have you guys ever seen Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Boogie Nights?
No, I haven't.
Richard?
No.
Have you seen anything that's not animated?
Not really.
Okay.
No pornography.
Boogie Nights isn't pornography, but...
That's my point.
Because the mom in Boogie Nights was like a total, lunatic yelling and stuff like that, and I was wondering if that's what his mom was like.
I really hate to let Richard go. He's such a delight.
Why don't you see if you can get him on to a career in auctioneering? I think that's in his future.
I can see him moving livestock.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hold on. Richard.
Yes?
You're angry, and that's not going to lead you to too many great places in life. You know what I'm saying there, brother?
Yeah.
All right, so stay in school. Don't get anyone pregnant. Try not to lash out against the man.
Animated.
Remember, you're mad at your mom, not society. Yeah, keep that in mind. Easy on the weed there, brother.
Don't go goth.
Get a job, fight to keep it. Don't go goth.
I'm not goth.
Okay.
Yeah, go gay before you go goth.
All right.
You're gay. All right. Let's talk to... I feel bad for these kids because their mom freak them out, their dads freak them out, then they get angry, then they go out into society, then they end up pissing off their boss and their girlfriend and their school teachers, and then they end up getting their ass kicked by society. Their beef is really with their parents, but they take it out on everyone else around them, and they're the ones who get punished.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just start firing these people. You don't want to. Here's the thing, everybody. Let me give you a tip. People have to want to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's an audience. I don't care if it's your boss, supervisor, or someone who just sits next to you in class. You want people to want to be around you. That's the way you make relationships. That's the way you get laid. That's the way you make money. That's the way you get S for free. That's the way you do everything in life that's good, by other people liking you and wanting to be around you. When you repel people, you're in for a world of hurt.
So not being aggressive, not being hostile, not being angry, and not blaming everything outside of yourself for what happens to you in life.
Yes.
Taking responsibility for things. Because if you're an employer particularly, you want the guy who's taken on the responsibility for everything.
I can't tell you the amount of, and here's how it works. It starts off in the ninth grade, which is, why'd you fail biology, Billy? Teacher hates my guts.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got an A on every test, and the teacher just, he hates me. He hates you because you're an a-hole and a horrible student is why he hates you. Right. And then that leads later on is, I don't know why I got fired, man. I do the work of five employees, and the guy fired me anyway. I don't know what this beef is like. And then you hear the same guy telling the same story over and over. I'm the hardest working guy. I show up early. I'm the last guy to leave. I do. You know why? Because they're jealous. Because, that's what bosses do. They find guys who do the work of five employees
and fire them.
And it can get more subtle, too. I do everything around here. You do nothing.
Right.
See, I always knew why I got fired. For all the jobs like May Company, UPS, Pepsi.
Wow. Why did you get fired?
Oh, how many hours you got on this show?
I could see you being a crappy employee, but...
I was actually a really good employee.
Yeah.
I'll just go through.
See,
one
he's
of
doing
them.
It.
Yeah,
I was actually a good employee.
I was
fired.
Employee.
He just
he's
did
the best
it.
Employee.
Right.
The best.
You know
that's
what?
Why your boss fired.
Believe it or not, I worked very hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I believe that.
I believe you burned some calories.
I did, but I didn't take any crap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Okay. Here's exactly what happened at May Company. Okay.
Good lord.
I worked in the department that would like take down couches. You know,
perfumes.
Manual labor.
She worked in perfumes.
Yeah, they didn't have you at that state lottery.
Exactly. Clinique.
Yeah, you weren't working.
I remember I wore a tie the first day, and they're like, "Why are you wearing that? Take that off. You're gonna work for a living."
He wore a suit and sprayed people when they passed by.
Yeah, which one were you working at? The one on
the
Laurel?
Clearance Center.
Where is that out here?
That no longer exists.
Oh, okay.
It was like a warehouse.
Yeah, it was up by like Van Nuys and Roscoe or somewhere.
Oh, right. All right. So you're working there, and what happened?
I'm working there for about a year, and everything was cool. The boss was great, and then I don't know. I guess I came in like about an hour late one day, and the boss was in a really bad mood.
He had the temerity to speak up about you being late to work.
I had no problem.
How dare he?
No, I had no problem with that. But you got to understand, I've been really working hard, picking up shifts for other people and doing all this. I was late for an hour. Right. I apologized, and I told him why. It was my sister's birthday that day. So I wanted to wait till she woke up so I could say happy birthday, and then I came to work.
All right.
I called in.
You called in?
Yeah.
All right.
And he just started yelling at me, and I was like, I got really upset.
Right. You've never done anything to get under that guy's skin before that?
No. We had a great relationship. You know, like throughout the whole, year and 2 months that I worked there.
Mm.
He was just in a really bad mood that day. Mm-hmm. And he got upset at me. I got upset at him. I said some things I shouldn't have said.
Right.
And I basically told him, listen, my family's a lot more important to me than your job. So do what you got to do.
And he fired me right there.
He goes, he fired me. And then he felt bad. And I was like, you know what? I'm out of here. I just left.
Then he didn't. He felt bad, like he was going to rehire you or unfire you.
Because I really do think he was in a bad mood, but I really didn't want to work there anymore anyway.
Right.
So I was happy to be fired.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, it's like a relationship where you cheat so you can get out of the relationship. You don't want to break up. You just do something.
You
that
want
gets
the easy
you broken
way out
up.
Of it.
Yeah. You get broken up with. Curious to know what went on at Pepsi and
we'll save it for the next time I come in. But Pepsi, UPS,
yeah.
Where else did I get fired from?
Yeah,
it's all
every job I've had.
Bosses, they just have bad days.
Fired mad at John.
No, I mean most of my bosses were really cool.
Right.
I'm not saying that was I didn't mess up every job.
Shavo,
but that
you?
One was
never been fired.
Never been fired.
I've had like 5-6 jobs, never been fired. I quit.
But Shavo always sleeps with the boss. So
wow,
oh boy,
wow.
Yeah, I've worked at
smart
like a bank, being a teller, doing wire transfers.
Yeah.
I've worked at flower delivery.
Flower delivery.
Yeah.
Nice. And you're talking about my Estee Lauder job. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I delivered flowers for a while. Mark's Garden, really good place.
Yeah.
Cool, I know. Place.
But I was done.
Sherman Oaks or something.
Oh, actually, that was the last job you had before we got started.
Whole Foods. Yeah, that's the last
Whole
job.
Foods is
Whole
good.
Whole Foods, I was a dairy clerk.
Whole Foods. A lot of hot chicks.
A lot of hot chicks show up.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, a lot of MILF around the Whole Foods because these rich ladies take care of themselves. Mm. You know, what you don't want to do, you don't want to go to the Lucky's in like Van Nuys. Mm. And you don't want to go to the John's, which used to be the
John's
Bonds.
Is bad.
Whenever they got a market where they're too lazy to change the letters, so they just change the first letter, you don't want to be going there.
Yeah. I think you just didn't want to spend the money to change it.
Yeah, they're too cheap, too lazy. That's where you get like the 60-pound chub pack of the ground beef, the big fat Mexican chick, big fat ass down the stroller.
But you can get Middle Eastern food at John's.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I believe it's Armenian-owned, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Oh.
How dare you?
Yeah, it is Armenian-owned.
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah,
how dare
you? I don't know who they are. So.
You can get falafel there.
All right.
And I did used to work at Mossy's Kebab at the Glendale Galleria for like 3 weeks or something.
I thought you worked at the hot dog place over there.
No, I didn't work at the hot dog place.
You didn't work at hot dog on a stick?
No, Shava I didn't
was the guy with the lemonade? You know what I'm talking about?
Thunder.
When they jump up and down?
Yeah, the churn. The lemon churn. I applied for a job at the hot dog on a stick over
obviously,
at the
you kept the uniform.
Sherman Oaks Gallery.
No, needed to be a chick.
Needed to be a chick. Here's the thing. Hot dog on a stick. Oh, they're so happy with themselves over there. Hot dog on a stick paid like $7 an hour when everyone else was paying like $3 an hour because they had these crazy stewardess outfits from the 60s.
They were tall, too. Everyone who worked there was tall.
And they were holding that churn, Hotties. Man. It was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I watched because I was at Mosque Kebab around the
everything was,
corner watching the girls. Going.
Everything's like it's one big penis palace over there. They hand you the hot dog on a stick. That's a penis.
Cheese on a stick.
Then she's like,
putz.
Cheese on a stick. Then she's churning
and then
stick.
They have that penis
the cheese on
a stick.
Is good.
Yeah.
Well, they have that. That's right.
They actually have penis on a stick. But only in the West Hollywood place.
I was really thinking of suing the place for not hiring
for
gender
male.
Discrimination.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you do look sexy in that stewardess outfit.
I would have looked hot in that.
Good Lord.
Hat.
Hair popping out all over the place.
James?
Yeah.
25?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had an STD screening done at a clinic. And they said everything came back fine, except I tested positive for herpes. Now,
that's not everything coming back fine.
Wait, you mean you had a blood test for herpes?
Oh my God. I got some good news and bad news. You're fine, except you got herpes.
Hold on. You had a blood test for herpes?
Well, yeah, I had a blood test done, and they said the blood screen came back that I tested positive.
Those blood tests for herpes are fairly worthless. Unless there's a high suspicion of an outbreak. You can
so
see
they
got to
see a herpes.
They got to see evidence or at least have a history of highly suspicious, because that is a very poorly predictive test.
Okay.
So I would not, if you've never had herpes on your genitals, I wouldn't worry that this is indicative of that.
What about on his mug?
Okay, look,
on his mouth, it could be.
To my doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to my doctor, and he said, no, you have to have an outbreak.
That's right. And the only way to really definitively diagnose this is during an outbreak to actually culture the virus.
Are you ribbed for her pleasure?
So there you go.
Hey, James.
So don't worry about it.
All right. Don't worry.
It's been 2 years.
Relax. All right, you're fine.
Okay, cool.
I agree with your doctor.
All right, see if you can get out of Riverside, would you?
Yeah, you're fine except for the AIDS, syphilis, and herpes that you have. Otherwise, you're all clear.
I know.
All right, get out of Riverside. What are you doing in Riverside?
What do I do in Riverside?
Yeah.
I work hard, man.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Diesel repair, what do you do?
I'm an equipment operator.
Okay. All right, we're just working with that.
What kind of equipment?
Heavy equipment.
Now, by the way, what are you, some sort of...
How big are you?
James Bond?
Politician?
You drive a goddamn backloader in Riverside.
So what do
you have, some high government security clearance or something?
You can't tell us what you actually do?
Yeah, just tell us what you do. You drive a forklift, right?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Everyone's a jack-off on this show. I'm so tired of everyone calling the show. They're all pain in the ass.
You have to, like, be Karnak. You have to, like...
Karnak.
Well, heavy equipment. What kind of equipment?
Everyone
heavy.
What do you do? Work hard.
Oh. Yeah.
Where? In the Southern California area.
Region.
Yeah, no. Region.
In a building.
Yeah, everyone acts like they're James Bond and calls this show.
I know.
Meanwhile, this guy's drinking generic beer. He's missing a tooth. He's sucking up. He's just sucking up diesel fuel for a living.
He thinks he has herpes.
He's driving a skip loader. He's got herpes. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You know what's funny is they'll tell you about how they want to do ATM and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can't get into the fact that they drive a forklift for
right.
a living.
No problem announcing from the highest mountaintop that you got the herpes, but
You can't get personal with the job, though.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. Don't start talking about that case
on crack me
drill
on that
you're using. Yeah. All right, we got a question for System of a Down, I believe. Darren?
Yes.
Yes. You're 25?
Is that our guitarist?
How you doing?
Darren, what's up, man?
Is this Darren?
Love it, Messi.
I know a little. I'm 100% Armenian, but I don't know too much Armenian.
Sorry,
neither do I. I'm in Adam Carolla, but Hosink Mika Dazor Masin Palermasink.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even understand.
Yeah. Well,
don't worry about it.
Are you Armenian, Darren?
Yeah, I'm 100% Armenian.
I can't even
And I work in the music industry.
Cool.
What do you do
in the music industry?
I'm actually in management. I work for the past 5 years. I work for one of the best management companies as a, you know, assistant to the president of the company.
What's one of the best management companies?
Am I allowed to say it on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Freeze Management.
The best.
Do you
have a question about the foundation?
Yeah, basically, I heard a rumor that basically you guys had a found. You know, you every year you guys donated a certain percentage of your profits to the Armenian Foundation.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know if that was true or not. Or
it's true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Where's the money go?
Goes to lobby.
You see the car I have on
Congress. Goes so in a new set of rims.
It goes to lobbying to Congress, I guess, a bill to recognize the genocide.
Aren't they making some progress
with
that? Because I have heard some stuff about
Turkey's trying to join the EU. And there's a couple of countries like France and Italy who are saying no
until the genocide
that you committed genocide.
Mm-hmm. Is there monetary compensation?
Well,
and what's Turkey have
if they said yes, it would have to be. And so, I mean, that's not what we're asking for. We're just asking for, you know, recognition.
Are they saying that it didn't happen, or that it was?
They're saying that it was
justified act of war.
They're saying that it was a war.
Yeah. But there was no war. We didn't really even have an army at the time. It was just women and children.
It was really only
raped and killed.
1,000 to 2,000 soldiers that committed the genocide. It wasn't like let's say in the Holocaust, when it was a whole nation, basically an armed force that helped to commit the Holocaust. This is something that took place village to village. They just went village to village and massacred them.
What is does Turkey have anything, by the way? Or are you just sort of?
That was pretty good tourism.
Istanbul.
Yeah, and can you get any money out of them?
They make a hell of a bath towel.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Some good robes come
really
out
good robes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Trying to get money out of them is like
rugs.
Trying to get my sister to pay me back for the down payment I put in her house years ago.
It's not about the money.
It's just about the acknowledgement.
Yeah, if I did something as terrible as that, I would at least want some kind of resolution to it.
Yeah, and I don't know why they cling to that so much. Maybe they don't want to admit. They don't want to look in the mirror.
Well, when you've lied for 80 years, 90 years...
Got to kind of stay with it. Yeah.
They'll also be making other countries, they helped them out. So Germany would have to claim, the right that they did that.
Well, my plan is... I want to bomb Germany.
You want to bomb Germany?
And maybe we can hit Turkey while we're at it. Because my feeling is whatever you guys got in World War II wasn't enough. Not
that
nearly
enough. That wouldn't bring back the people that we lost.
I know.
That only caused more pain.
That make me feel better.
You know, one thing that you have to realize is there's good people in every race and religion. And a lot of the Turkish people helped Armenians during that time period to escape Armenia and at great risk to themselves. And you can't just discount that. You know, there's a lot of good people
it's
in that
country.
Not
the people that were.
Well, I'm giving them a
against.
Heads up before the bombing, then. That's my feeling.
He's doing a bombing raid anyway.
Well, I'm hitting Germany. If I got enough fuel, I don't know. So how close is Turkey to Germany?
Not too bad.
I'll just keep going.
Close.
Here's what I'll tell. I'll tell my pilots. I'm going to tell them, look, if you got enough fuel and targets of opportunity, you know what I mean? Just keep flying. If you see something going on in Turkey, do a little strafing before you head back to the base. That's all. Head back to Ramstein. That's a good Air Force base name, isn't it?
Ramstein.
Sounds like something from BattleBots. Yeah. Who's, Vlad the Impaler's up against Ramstein.
Right.
That's going to be awesome. Heavyweight battle. All right. So that's Darren. Oh, it's break time?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to
hear a song?
No, yeah.
When we get ready, after we get back.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We hear a song from System of Down after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Metz, Dr. Drew, System of a Down in studio tonight.
Hey, bro.
And Shavo, both here.
What's up to the open face?
We're going to, lots of questions for the band. We're going to, let's take one question for the band, then we'll hear a song.
Perfect.
Christina?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
Oh, North Hollywood.
Nice.
You going to North Hollywood High?
Open face.
No, I just graduated from Bravo, actually.
Bravo.
Zipper.
Bravo.
Is that
sounds
a
like
school?
A bullfighting school.
Or a police station.
Yeah.
No.
Bravo. Yeah, my brother went to Alpha. My sister went to Charlie. I went to Bravo. And then I had a cousin went to Tango and Foxtrot.
You know what it is?
I went to the travel tunnel.
It's the Steven Seagal School of Acting.
Yeah, what's Bravo?
It's a Medical Magnet High School in L.A.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's either, that either means you're really smart or really stupid. Right. I can't figure it out.
How could I be really stupid if I go to a medical magnet high school?
I don't know. Magnet is one of those school things that either means you're a genius or borderline retard. I got to figure it out. But anyway, all right, you graduated from... The point is you didn't go to North Hollywood High. That was a smart move.
What is that new school they're building in North Hollywood?
I wouldn't know.
Elementary school.
They're
building something over by where all the studios, where all the rehearsal studios and recording studios are.
Oh, I thought they were building something
where?
On Laurel.
On like Vineland or something.
Vineland and the Riverside area.
Yeah. Well, it's about time because North Hollywood High was built in the 30s. And all the schools around there that I went to were all just built.
Oh, that's
in the,
right.
The 30s.
I know what you're talking about. It's like three stories high.
Yeah, big tall one, yeah.
Right by the NoHo Arts District.
You're right.
Yeah.
By the In-N-Out.
Magnolia area.
I'm telling you, I get freaked out whenever, as tragic as Columbine was, I was like, oh my God, look at that library. And then then the gunman got in the elevator, and I'm like, what?
The elevator.
What, are they at a Broadway? Like, oh, my schools are always just dumps. They're just crappy places. They were institutions. You know, they looked like prisons from the 30s. You know, whenever you see these things, you see these high schools and stuff. Yeah, you see, they had AstroTurf. They have football stadiums and stuff like that. Oh, I got to talk about Durex. Yeah, go ahead.
Durex.
I'm just saying there's a lot of nice schools around this country. None of them in the valley.
Durex.
No.
Yeah. No. Especially right. East Valley.
Oh. Yeah, all right. So go ahead, Christina.
Well, yeah, I'm also Armenian, and, like, I know that you guys know how the culture is with the whole, like, the life of the Armenian girl, that she's supposed to marry an Armenian guy and live happily ever after mm-hmm. and whatever.
Yeah. But, is that are they strict that way?
It's not much.
Yeah,
not all of them.
You got to marry who you're in love with.
Who's heavier, yeah, though? Like, the Chinese, like, there's some Asian cultures.
Koreans.
Koreans are pretty into that.
I think every culture is into that when they, especially when they first patriate to a new country.
So it's like
you're always into that.
Italians were that way 80 years ago. Irish that way.
Yeah, but now nobody cares because
right.
after six generations or three generations or sometimes two, you know right. you're going to have different cultures entering into the mix.
Yeah, the pool's so polluted. Who cares?
I think
anymore?
Especially with Armenians though, because there's so few of us.
Yeah.
It means a little bit more to us.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you've been to Glendale?
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
Listen, there might be a lot here, but keep in mind, there's more Armenians in Southern California than there are in Armenia.
No
We're basically
kidding.
A dying race.
I'm moving to Armenia so I can get a break from Armenians. All right.
Stop going to Carousel.
Maybe
or Zanku, yeah,
like
please.
Like every restaurant
Not
you go
a good
to
representation.
Zanku today, by the way. That's like, a good place.
Today.
It's like right. Zanku guy killed Embassy. Himself or killed his pack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
God.
Let's not go there.
All right, come on.
But
bro.
He did some crazy stuff.
Just saying.
Yeah.
This,
I think they just got jacked today for like
Correct.
$15,000.
Really?
Yeah.
It was Adam.
Wait, hold on. I just got to say.
There's an argument over the shawarma.
I got
to
say.
You don't mix plate? Give me $15,000.
I got to tell you an absolutely true story, which is I did go to Carousel Saturday night. I bought a ton of Armenian food. I've been eating that every single night. And when I showed up at work today, my buddy Daniel had bought me Zanku. He's like, hey, buddy, bought you lunch today. Oh, wow. Great. What do we got here? Zanku.
Armenian.
Fantastic. Now I've eaten 70 tons of this stuff.
Garlic.
Garlic. All right,
You'll never get attacked by a vampire, I'll tell you that.
That garlic paste on that chicken.
It's great.
Awesome.
That's what I want right now.
I'm kind of craving it too.
Where are we going to go?
All I got to do is
it's
fart.
All gonna be
Where's
closed.
Your leftovers? Where's your leftovers?
Yeah, right, let me say, you guys got to start staying open until the wee hours of the morning. It needs to be some sort of Armenian drive-through so we can get a nice shawarma.
You know
falafel.
What? Like you were talking about, if you go to Armenia,
yeah,
the restaurants there stay open. It's like 5 in the morning.
Well,
it's
like
ridiculous.
I said, I'm moving so I can get a break. One lucky person tonight will win a Durex party pack. The party pack includes CDs. And they're good CDs, but they don't tell us who the bands are. But we know who the
we
bands are,
We heard them, we liked
right?
them, yeah.
Yeah, they're good bands. We're
throw one of ours in there. Here, throw that in there.
There. You get one, too, from System of Down. You'll also get some money and some Durex condoms and a whole poker set. And I'm going to pick the call at the end of the night. Or, Drew, you remind me. We'll pick the all call right. at the end of the night. And we'll give you all
it's
this.
Got to
be 18 years
call?
Or older. Best call. Or the one at the end of the night, because I forget the whole night. And it's brought to you by Durex. There's sex, and then there's Durex. All right, let's hear a song from System of Down.
Perfect.
Yes?
Let's do that.
Did she have a question?
She did.
Yeah, it was the Armenian.
I put her on hold too many times. She had a question about marrying your own and marrying from
It's
within.
Also about keeping the culture going and the name. And,
right.
You know, but it's really dying right now. It's not really.
Listen, ultimately, you know.
Why is it dying? Why? What's
it's
going
just
on?
Because we...
they aren't marrying
partly
their own.
Because... Partly because of the genocide, Armenians kind of got thrown around the whole world.
We got scattered.
You know, so what? Yeah, we got scattered, and then what was left was in Armenia, which is you know what is now known as Armenia, and then that was taken over by Russia.
We are a strong nation, though, of people.
But are they not now? There's Armenia, right?
Of course, yeah.
They're procreating, right?
They are, but
no, we're always going to be around. Don't get him wrong.
Well, I don't know.
No, I think we'll always be around, just like we've been through many deaths and wars and genocides. We're still around. We'll always be around. We've always been a strong nation. So
is there a separate ethnicity to Armenians? Really? I mean, is it similar ethnically to other ethnicities in that area?
We actually have very little to do with the Middle East.
We're more like
I mean, is it a culture
Italian or Greek kind of vibe,
right? Is it an ethnicity
Mediterranean
or a culture?
Mediterranean culture.
I think it's
a culture more than an ethnicity.
It's more
it's both, because we have our own
Caucasian
alphabet, we have our own everything, you know, right. So yeah,
at one time we were blonde haired and blue eyed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
What happened? You just let your roots grow on?
No, the Middle Eastern countries came and took our ladies.
Oh, you're not talking about you guys. All right. I'm going there. I'm going to go pollute.
You should go. It's a very beautiful country.
What are you talking about? Half the people look like you over there.
Yeah, they do. You look very Armenian.
You could be Armenian.
Maybe I am. Who the hell knows? My dad.
You eat enough.
That guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's... Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I always get into it with the guy behind the counter. Maybe sees that's too much of himself in me.
That's what it is. You know what I mean? You should know.
He looks into my eyes.
They don't do 50-50 in Armenia.
No, that's not. No,
it's not Armenian.
That doesn't sound very Armenian. We do. We're pretty easy going with that kind of stuff.
Oh, like, yeah.
As long as you pay for it, you get it how you want.
But you can't pay more.
Oh, you guys are laid back.
You can't overpay.
Can't pay $10 for $4 worth of falafel.
No way.
That is a slap in the face. All right, let's hear something from System of a Down. Something. Actually, no, we're hearing a song, but we changed it up a little bit. Yeah, you
violent.
You ready there, Engineer Chris? This is called Violent Pornography.
Everybody living now. Everybody stop. Everybody living now. Everybody cries. Everybody living now. Everybody dies. I'll stop this, come back, she's the best, come back, she didn't know. I'll stop this, come back, she's the best, come back, she didn't know. I'll stop this, come back, she didn't know. Everybody living now. Everybody living now. Everybody stop. Everybody living now. Everybody dies. Everybody living now. Everybody cries. Now stop this convention, the best convention in the world. Now stop this convention, the best convention in the world. Now stop this convention in the world.
System of a Down. I'll tell you something about System of a Down.
Choking chicks and sodomy. Those are the words they bleeped out.
Now we got them in. But no other band sounds like System of a Down.
Right. It's true.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I, you know, we saw the band
years ago. You have not bothered to come to one show.
7-8 years ago?
Since then, have you? Since the Pasadena show.
Well, here's the thing. What's the thing?
We never get out.
No, here's the thing. We can't go to shows. It seems like
it's
most
Friday
shows
night.
Are...
Oh, next well, Friday.
All right.
You have no excuse.
Not this Friday, next Friday.
Yeah, not this Friday, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah. Now I do have an excuse, actually. I got to go and start this Comedy
Central. Okay, we're all playing Thursday.
TV show. And I got to come here. Where are you going to be? Are you going to be Long Beach?
You won't make it.
No.
That's it. We don't want you to come.
Well,
it's all good.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah? What if I showed up then, smart ass?
Well, hold on.
Smart ass.
We're playing Long Beach Saturday.
No, we're
playing San Diego Saturday.
Oh, sorry. San Diego. There you go.
Oh. I'm a fan, but not that big a fan. Chip in for gas.
That's it's be like haul. 8 more years before you see. Okay, how about Las Vegas? Will you come see us there?
Yes.
That'd be fun.
We're not playing like there.
No, I'm just kidding.
Please, Adam.
Come see us play.
We're playing there in like 2 months.
I want to kiss the band's ass for a second here because...
Here, let me get my pants off.
September? Please. Mm. We did...
September, October.
Sorry.
We did see the band many years ago. Yes.
I don't think I was there.
Yes, you were.
You were signing.
It was in Pasadena.
You saw us at...
you were signing.
Acoustic Christmas.
We saw Acoustic Christmas.
You were the rock star, though. Yeah,
Acoustic Christmas. We saw them at the K-Rock calendar signing Pasadena.
Yes, oh my God. I forgot about that when the Mounted Police showed up.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We were on the other side.
You were signing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
We heard you.
Didn't you see us at Weenie Roast?
We saw you at the Weenie Roast, too. Yeah.
There you go.
Now, the thing about it is...
So we have to play your events, basically, for you to come out.
No, events that we have to go to.
Things that you have to be there?
Yes, things have to be.
I see how it works.
Drew's kids are having a birthday, by the way.
We'll play the birthday party.
When is the birthday?
That'd be awesome. System of Down comes and plays the kids'
12-pack of beer and $100. We're there.
All right. Anyway, I was heaping praise on the band. And for evolving so much over the years.
Yes.
Because the band, back when we first were exposed to System of a Down, was just a hard-driving rock band, which
I remember you
still
complaining
are.
About them. What the hell is that? Oh, for God's sakes.
What are you talking about?
What are these kids
through?
Listening to today?
How dare you?
He was still wearing his Winger t-shirt back then, I think.
But the band has evolved. Yes. Now there's layers to the band. You know what I mean? Yeah. They used to be like hummus and now they're like baklava.
Oh.
You see all the flaky layers. Before it was just one big good tasting mush, but now there's
walnuts.
Flaky layers.
You guys are seriously making me hungry.
Yeah. I am hungry right now.
Oh, Java stoned off his ass, man.
No, I'm just hungry, man. I'm not
start eating the end of his beard. All right, let's take a break.
Again?
Let's take a break. Yeah. We got to let the band go by the vending machine. Let's get them some Raisinets.
All right, let's go.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Goulet.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Nance. Dr. Drew.
I don't care. His name is the Notorious Big.
Shavo's a good name. Is it?
What's Croon.
Is there more Shavo? Is there more to the name Shavo? Or is it just Shavo?
Well, Shavo is a shortened version of Shavarsh.
Shavarsh.
Yeah. Much shorter. Shavarsh.
And that comes from, it's a name of a battlefield, I guess, that Armenia fought of back in the day.
Shavarsh is a good
reference
name.
Reference to the genocide.
No, not the genocide. No, this is pre even us being Christian.
Huh.
Yeah.
Shavo's a solid
meaning
name.
Roman times? Or Muslim?
Pre-380.
We were in
Roman.
Pagan, I guess you would
say. Yeah, it was more like worshiping, objects.
Huh.
Mm. Actually,
fire.
Yeah, basically fire, nature. Mm. If you go to
Goulet,
most of those artifacts have been destroyed.
What do we do now?
Shavo Goulet. That's a good name right there.
Ooh, yeah. So, what do we do now?
Shavo Goulet.
Let's ask some questions.
Odagen.
Joseph?
Yeah?
You're 22?
C. Yep.
What's up?
B.
What's up?
Nothing, Adam. I swear to God, I'm the biggest. I don't think I quote anyone more than you. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Dr. Drew, my chick is in love with you. That's actually... Well, that's not the issue.
I get the squirrely
that's about
dudes.
It. That's the issue. His chick is in love with you.
So what's going on? What's your question?
I moved out to L.A. out here about... probably about 6 months ago. And my chick, me and her hooked up,
chick. I'm sure she loves you being referred to that way.
My biznatch.
Yeah.
Biatch? No.
My hoe.
Right?
Well, that's what I call it when we're off the phone.
It's all good.
So anyway, I moved out here, and kind of knew what the deal was. So we're going to try to do the long-distance thing. The thing that's kind of an issue now is I used to go to, private school, and, religion was, it's a big part of her life still.
Where does she live?
Louisiana.
And what's the religion that you guys were into, or she is into?
Just Santeria.
Christian.
What are you doing out here? Why do you have to do it here? You know what I mean? That's my thing to everyone who moves out to L.A. You can't do whatever you're doing wherever you were. You got to come out here and get in front of me.
Could you stop at Phoenix?
stop at Lake Tahoe. Do whatever you're planning on doing here.
Albuquerque.
What are you doing here that you need to do here that you couldn't do in Louisiana?
Improvisational theater, Adam. I just got into Groundlings.
Oh, really? You're telling me the Louisiana doesn't have a strong improvisational theater scene?
Shockingly, no. No.
All right.
Man, there's I could fit the culture in a some
All right. You didn't just get into the Groundlings. You just got into the Groundlings school.
Well, yeah. I mean, actually,
there's
a
marginal difference. Okay.
Well, I mean, I wasn't saying I was a Groundling per se. I got into
I just joined the Groundlings. Not to imply that I joined the Groundlings.
Yeah. No. But, you coughed up $489 and you're taking a class.
$425
All right.
Well, no. I mean, I was saying I got well.
Here's all I got to say. Here's all I want. When people come into this state, here's all I want. I want them to get a brochure that says, in this state, you're allowed to turn right at a red signal when there's no traffic coming. Because you don't know that when you're in Louisiana, and I get behind you, and there's no traffic coming,
and
you're just sitting there, and you ain't going.
There,
because you got 10 years of driving in a place where it was illegal, and you ain't used to doing it, and no one tells you. All we tell you to do is click it or tick it. That's our only message. We don't tell you to turn right on a goddamn red because you can. We're just interested in telling you to slow down. So not only did you come here first off, you probably drove a mule or a tractor before you came here. Then you don't know it's legal, and then you get here and we're telling you to slow down.
Right.
Any reason in L.A. to explain people to slow down?
No.
That's all we do. We're to crawl.
Well, at one point, are people going to figure out to get out of the left lane of the freeway when you're going 55 miles per hour?
That's a whole other thing.
I don't care if you've lived here for 2 weeks.
I know.
Get the hell out of that lane.
I know. And their thing is
get out of any lane, actually, on the freeway, except for the first one all the way to the right.
Yes.
555 there.
Yeah, their thing is like, hey, Mr. High Beams at 3 in the morning and no traffic. I'm going 56 miles an hour. I have just as much right. You're just riding. Just like it's NASCAR. It's like you're drafting them for a couple off ramps, shooting them the high beams. Like, not going anywhere. And then you try to go around, but someone's coming up. John's coming up in the Viper. You're coming up. He T-bones you.
You know, we haven't talked about this. Another guy I hate is when you're going. Reasonable speed in the fast lane. A guy comes up 100 miles an hour, and you go, "All right, I'll speed up too, and get out of your way." But I'll speed out of your way by speeding up.
Right.
No. He won't have that. He's going to stay on your bike.
I don't mind that guy.
But I don't mind
the guy who wants to race.
No, I got to be honest with you. You got to get out of the lane.
You
got to get out of the lane.
True,
if you're going 100,
this 1,000.
No, I get out of the lane if you're not going to get out of the way. But if you're going to go 100, okay, that's out of my way.
Right, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? When you see a speeding bullet coming behind you,
no, but if the guy
you don't stand in the path,
no,
of it, you get
but
out
if
of the
you made
way.
A mistake and the guy, you didn't see him coming, you didn't realize you're going slow, I just boom, take off.
Right.
True.
Yeah, but you're still
I don't mind that guy.
You're still traveling at a rate that's slower than what he wants to travel, don't you think?
No, if you're not. That's my point.
What is your point?
If you're not, he wouldn't be on your ass.
Yeah, why is he on your ass?
Because that's my point. That's the guy that just because he
you're
needs to be.
Shop
you know what I'm saying?
Is anyone else bored listening to this?
I'm sorry. I have to bitch about it because it really angers me when someone's in the left lane.
No, I agree with you on all that.
You know, they're driving 70 miles per hour and the speed limit is 65, and they think they're doing.
Yes.
They're already going way too fast.
Yes, yes. And true.
I can't believe we've talked about this a thousand times. No, I agree with you guys. I'm just saying there's another version I hadn't thought of it in a long time.
Look.
Just get out of the guy's way.
If the guy's doing 300 miles an hour, you got to get out of his way.
What if
he's going faster than you? I don't care if you're going the speed of light. If he's going 1 mile an hour faster, you got to get out of the way.
I agree.
That's how it works.
You can always hop back into that lane after they pass.
I agree with that.
All right, Joseph.
Common courtesy.
All right, your girlfriend's calling from, you're calling from Los Angeles. Your girlfriend's in Louisiana.
That's already
She's
doomed.
Religious.
Yeah.
You're a comedic genius. It's never going to work
The distance
out.
Is going to be a problem. You're going to stay out here. Just let it die a natural death.
You're breaking people up left and right tonight.
Well, but they're having different values and different sort of beliefs.
Your kids are doomed, is what
true. As it is, you're 6 months away from Scientology and homosexuality, so whatever. You might as well just end it.
6 months. 4 months. Give me a break. Joseph?
That's pretty tempting. No. Well, the thing is, if I were to move back, it seems like it would still be a problem. An issue.
That's right.
You're 22.
It's what's supposed to happen. You're
out here in Los Angeles. All right.
I want to, like, kind of, you know, just do the have fun thing, but I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. That's what you want to do. It's okay.
Do the have fun thing.
I know.
Look,
it's what you want to do.
You can't have those long distance relationships when you're 22 and you're into different stuff. There's a religion that's not gelling. Right. Just do it. I know. She's in Louisiana, so she's definitely a Jew because, you know, that's all they got on the bayou over there. That's all Jews, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. See, I know my allegiance. I know my religion.
Balls on them.
All right, let's. I'm going to give away this Durex condom thing to, let's see.
One of the four calls.
No, the best call was the A2M one.
I got a question. It was a question.
Leave it up to her.
That's fake. You have 20
seconds. I know, but that was the best
question for the band.
Topic.
Greg?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah, I am. What's going on?
Yeah, Greg sounds worthy.
You're a winner. You want to know if System of a Down would ever consider playing in Iraq?
Yeah, you know, support the troops, especially what's been going on, all the stuff that we've done over there. As far as liberation of the people, and I mean, coming up this fall, they've got the ratification of the Bill of Rights. And
all right, get Greg of the CD.
Greg, you're a humanitarian, you're an American, you're a patriot, and for that, you're going to get a condom and like a deck of playing cards.
So hold
okay,
on.
So hold on. Don't hang up.
And some chips.
And we can't even get into this because it is
no time.
We're going to spend 20 minutes.
Actually, it's a
very
simple answer to that.
Yes.
And the answer is, I would be more than happy to play Iraq. But the person that I would really ask is our guitarist, since he has a lot of family from Iraq. If he wanted to do it, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
I'm not talking about that.
There we go. Yes,
are we on?
Here we are.
Yes, we are. We'll see what I was going to say. Right on.
Later on.
This is always the saddest part.
Yes, I'm really sad right now. I'm done talking about cars and traffic.
It's like New Year's Eve.
All right. Well, that's it with the fabulous System of a Down, the dear friends of the show, System of a Down.
Well, we love you guys. You know that, right?
Too long.
Come back anytime you like. John, Chavo, God bless. And
adios.
Adios, amigos.
It's always good to be here. See you on tour.
We will take ourselves a little extendo break. James von Prague.
Who's in the house?
Going to be in here tomorrow night telling us about
Uber von Valentine.
Spirits. And until next time, Santa Pro for Dr. Drew saying.
Later.
Mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.